democracy sounds like. This is what democracy sounds like. This is what democracy sounds like.
The first clash between police and protesters occurred today during a direct action for Indigenous rights. Thousands gathered for Mumia Abu-Jamal, and the Direct Action Network crashed a corporate-sponsored Democratic soiree on the Santa Monica Pier. All of this and more in today's wrap-up of the Democratic National Convention. From the Indy Media Center, this is Candace Kim.
And I'm Alicia Littletree. It's Monday, August 14th.
Thousands marched for death row prisoner and journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal on Sunday, kicking off a week of protest aimed at the Democratic National Convention. The permitted rally and march set off at noon at Pershing Square in downtown Los Angeles, with the help of last week's ACLU court victory guaranteeing the right to protest. Organized by the Los Angeles Coalition to Free Mumia, the marchers took over downtown streets and arrived at the Staples Center, where speakers including Reverend Jesse Jackson and Mumia's son Mazi Jamal addressed the crowd. One young man was allegedly arrested for cutting holes in the chain-link fence surrounding the convention and is being charged with felony vandalism.
Today, the first day of the Democratic National Convention began with the theme of progress and prosperity, while those on the streets outside the Staples Center opted for the focus on human need, not corporate greed. Democrats spent the day highlighting the ordinary American who has achieved the American dream under the current administration. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles National Homeless Convention, which convened just two blocks from the convention center, focused on issues concerning homelessness, activist advocates, and Black African American views on homelessness.
Out at the Pershing Square protest site, the day started off with an UWA prayer for the earth and a march against Big Oil's buyout of Al Gore, led by Amazon Watch, Activist Resource Center, and Rise Up Dan LA. Lee Robartis has the story.
Police formed a wedge, splitting about 200 people off from a permitted march in downtown Los Angeles this afternoon. The march, which headed towards the Democratic Convention at the Staples Center, was in support of the indigenous UWA of Colombia, who have threatened to commit mass suicide if Occidental Petroleum goes through with plans to drill oil on their homeland. Democratic presidential candidate Al Gore's campaign is heavily supported by the multinational. A street reporter says he saw police charge several times in unison with batons extended, knocking down several people and a mainstream TV crew. IMC reporter Alex Coe spoke to a protester named Grant.
I feel it's very hostile and provocative. I feel the police have a situation or a job to do in their minds, and they're handling it in a counterproductive manner, which is only creating more hostility amongst the people who are trying to protest peacefully.
Police declared part of the permitted march an illegal assembly and arrested 10 protesters who locked down an intersection. It's unclear at this time whether today's events will stop a permitted anti-globalization march planned for tonight, which will feature a concert by Rage Against the Machine at the convention center. Lee Robartis, IMC News.
The Human Needs, Not Corporate Greed, March for Our Lives, organized by the D2K LA Network, and which is expected to be the largest event of the day, finishes off today's protest and will be included in tomorrow's report.
Sunday in Santa Monica, Minnesota Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone joined the Hotel Employees Union Local 814 in a rally for workers' rights. Later that evening, the Democrats threw a bash on the Santa Monica Pier with some unexpected guests. Alex McBride was there.
Traditional liberal Democrats rallied for Santa Monica hotel workers outside a hotel owned by Democratic contributor John Tisch. John Sweeney, the president of the AFL-CIO union, was vehement in his denunciation of Tisch's Lowe's hotel chain's union busting.
How, one must ask, can a corporation in good conscience charge a customer $250 a night to rent a room, then pay a worker only $5 to clean that room?
Meanwhile, the Democrats threw a party on Santa Monica Pier for corporate donors, including the arms manufacturer Raytheon, PepsiCo, and the NRA. The Direct Action Network held their own beach party underneath the corporate groovers on the pier.
This has been Independent Media Center headline news from Patriotic Hall in Los Angeles. For more independent convention coverage, check out www.indymedia.org. This is Candace Kim. Thanks for listening.
This is what democracy sounds like. This is what democracy sounds like. This is what democracy sounds like. This is what democracy sounds like.